Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to the first episode of Sleepawire Shorts. I am your host, Professor Chris, and this is a super short show where we break down just one player. We look at his history, his 2019 season, his fantasy finishes, the implications of that, and, you know, anything else. It's basically a full breakdown of the player, and we're going to keep these this offseason about 5-ish, maybe 10 minutes, no longer than 10 though. We want to get you guys a lot of content this offseason on as many players as we can, and we can do that with these Sleeper Wire shorts. For the first episode, there were basically three players I was debating on covering: Devontae Parker, Derrick Henry, and Courtland Sutton. Three guys that I really wanted to talk about. And I ended up choosing Derrick Henry because he was one of the guys who I was drafting in the third round, early third round this past offseason, and telling people not to skip over him. So I wanted to dive into his numbers. So taking a look at Derrick Henry, drafted back in 2016 by the Titans, he spent the first 2 years of his career behind DeMarco Murray, who was a backfield hog. I mean, Murray had 293 carries in 2016, 184 in 2017 in 15 games. In 2018, once Murray retired, it looked like Derrick Henry was going to get his chance to be the lead guy. Technically, he did lead the team in carries with 215, but Deion Lewis also had 155 carries, which is a lot for the RB2 on a team. It appeared as if the Titans were unsure about giving the rock to Derrick Henry like they should. First-year coach Mike Vrabel led the Titans to 9-7 record in 2018, and Henry's 1,059 yards and 12 touchdowns certainly helped that a lot. But last year, on January 8th, 2019, the offensive coordinator for the Texans, Matt LaFleur, was hired as the head coach of the Packers. So the Titans promoted tight end coach Arthur Smith to offensive coordinator, and he changed the offense to a more run-based offense, which is what they should have happened. He should have done the day that they drafted Derrick Henry. Since the change, the Titans were 10th in the NFL in rushing attempts, 3rd in rushing yards, and 3rd in rushing touchdowns. They have now realized what they have in Derrick Henry. As the starter in 2018, he finished as the RB13 in standard scoring, RB16 in PPR. For a guy who only got 215 carries on a bad offense, that was pretty good. This year, Henry finishes the RB2 in standard and the RB5 in PPR scoring. Looking at his stats from the season, he had 6 games of 100 or more rushing yards, including a 4-game stretch where he had 188, 159, 149, and 103. 11 of his 15 games were 78 or more rushing yards, 16 rushing touchdowns. In fact, out of his 15 games, there were only 4 games in which he didn't score. And in those 4 games, he was 27 for 100, so still serviceable. 15 for 28, bad game, 16 for 75, and 21 for 86. That means he only had one game the whole season where he gave you a dud, and that was the 15 for 28 on the road in Denver where the Titans lost 16-0. Aside from that game, he was great to have in your lineup every week. 6 multi-touchdown games this season, it's pretty amazing. He led the league in rushing attempts with 303, rushing yards with 1,540, and rushing touchdowns with 16, and also led in rushing yards per game. He was an absolute stud, and everyone who drafted him was super happy about, you know, that decision. Here's some of his other statistics, though. He led all running backs in the NFL in first downs with 90. Among players with 150 or more rushing attempts, he led all running backs in yards per attempt at 5.1. His usage in the red zone was also great. He led the league in red zone rushing yards with 169 total rushing yards, you know, inside the 20. He had 50 attempts inside the 20, which is good for fifth, tied with Nick Chubb after Zeke, McCaffrey, and Gurley. He had 76.9% of the Titans' red zone rushing attempts total. That's just behind Christian McCaffrey and Zeke on their respective teams. Inside the 10, got even better. He had 29 rushing attempts inside the 10-yard line, and he led all NFL players in rushing market share inside the 10, getting 82.9% of the Titans' rushing attempts within 10 yards of the end zone. Inside the 5, he had 80% of the carries. Let's face it, Derrick Henry at 6'3" and 247 pounds is a massive human being who basically can't be stopped by one guy, certainly not on the first touch. And we did just have this alert come from Sleeper on Monday. In Derrick Henry's last 8 games, he had 203 carries, 1,273 rushing yards, and 11 touchdowns. So that includes the first 2 games of the playoffs as well. 1,273 rushing yards in 8 games. That's an NFL record for most rushing yards for an 8-game stretch. He's just been unbelievable the last 8 games. And he was the definition of consistent this season. His consistency and ability combined with the Titans' 8th-ranked offensive line, that's according to Pro Football Focus, and a solid passing game to set up the run gave him an amazing season. Now let's look forward to next season. Do I expect him to have a repeat performance? In short, I want to say kind of. I expect Derrick Henry to be ranked in the top 5 going into the season and finish inside the top 10. But there's other guys in the top 10 at the end of 2019 who I think he can finish ahead of. Aaron Jones, Austin Eckler, and Leonard Fournette. But I'm not so sure about him beating out McCaffrey, Zeke, Dalvin Cook, and Barkley. So I don't expect him to finish the RB2 again. But if you decide to draft him as a top 5 running back, maybe spending that late first round pick on him, I don't think you're going to be disappointed in his performance. Teams just do not seem to have an answer for him, including that, you know, that vaunted Patriots defense that was so good all season long. They couldn't stop him. Ravens defense, they couldn't stop him. You know, and Titans have finally realized what to do with Derrick Henry. And that is where I'm going to stop, guys. Thank you for listening to the first Sleepwire short. We are going to keep up with these all off season. We'll try to drop a couple each week, so stay tuned for the next one. Also, make sure to follow us on Twitter at Sleepwire Show. You can follow me on there at Prof_ChrisSW, and then on the Sleeper app at Professor Chris. Goodbye.